Following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger Maureen Sweeney Kyle from Maranatha Spring and Shrine, home of Holy Love Ministries, from Friday, December 31st, 2021, through Thursday, January 6th, 2022. December 31st, 2021, the seventh day within the octave of Christmas. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, once again, I urge you to trust in my provision. Where you see weaknesses, trust that my strength will make up the differences. Let this be the general rule for the coming new year. Do not allow fear to rule your hearts. Be attentive to the many strengths grace has given you and the ministry. Treasure the ways I have listened to your prayers and brought about my good despite formidable opposition. Live an encouraged life in this way, not succumbing to Satan's fears, but fighting the good fight against all discouragement." A note is given to read 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and he who fears is not perfected in love." Scripture verse asked to be read by God the Father. January 1st, 2022. Solemnity of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Holy Mother of God, and the Feast of the Circumcision of Our Lord, and the Octave of Christmas. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "I am the Lord thy God. My sovereignty is over heaven and earth and the whole universe, which man does not know. In me is all truth. Mankind must obey my commandments in order to share heaven with me. There is no compromise to this truth. I speak here today not to predict, but to foretell. If man continues to challenge the truth of my commandments in all walks of life, entertainment, fashions, the illicit use of technology, money markets, and more, I must visit earth with my justice, my wrath. Do not live as though tomorrow will be the same as today. Time, which does not exist in heaven, is both friend and enemy. Use it as an instrument of good. Then I will not find you in error when you are judged. Offer to me your coexistence with disease, germ warfare notwithstanding. Always follow the path most beneficial to your own salvation. Trust in the light of my mercy. Forgive one another, as forgiveness is the forebearer of a better future. The tasty fruit of forgiveness is peace. Leave selfish motives behind. Live for the welfare of one another. Then my blessing will rest upon you." A note is given to read Psalm 24, 1 through 6. "The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and those who dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the rivers. Who shall ascend the hill of the Lord, and who shall stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to what is false, and does not swear deceitfully. He will receive blessing from the Lord, and vindication from the God of his salvation. Such is the generation of those who seek him, who seek the face of the God of Jacob." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. January 2nd, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, today, as the new year is beginning, empty your hearts of all unforgiveness, all self-ambition, and all that is untrue. Begin anew to structure your spirituality in holy love. Do not seek man's approval over and above my approval. Let your every priority be to please me first and foremost. Change anything in your life which opposes this goal. See everything as it relates to pleasing me. Center your hearts on this goal. This is the way to die to self and all materialism, and to work only towards your own salvation by pleasing me. As you try to accomplish this goal, your prayers will be more powerful. Your hearts will be more at peace. The earthly priorities you held precious in your hearts will gradually take on less importance. You will more clearly see the direction your soul is following in truth." A note is given to read 1 John chapter 3, 21 through 22. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God, and we receive from him whatever we ask, because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him. Another note is given to read Colossians chapter 3, 1 through 4. "If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. January 3rd, 2022. "Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, remove the fetters from your hearts, worldly attachments, worries, unforgiveness, anger, and allow me to fill your hearts with the grace I desire you to have. Then you will be able to pray from the heart. I am always ready to assist you in this holy endeavor, as is your angel. Develop a friendly relationship with your angel by asking his assistance in your needs. He stands ready to help. He intercedes for you before my throne in heaven. When your heart is besieged with worldly concerns, it is important to remember that your angel wants to help you. His intercession is very powerful. Find ways of little sacrifices as chances to thank your angel." A note is given to read Exodus chapter 23, 20 through 21. "Behold, I send an angel before you to guard you on the way and to bring you to the place which I have prepared. Give heed to him and hearken to his voice. Do not rebel against him, for he will not pardon your transgression. For my name is in him." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. January 4th, 2022. "Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Belief in these messages should make a difference in your daily lives. Belief is more than just curiosity as to what I say every day. Belief dictates that you live the messages. When you live the messages, it follows that you desire to propagate the messages to your fellow man. Living these messages should make a difference in your life and in the world around you. These messages are meant to change the world, one heart at a time. Sin begins in the heart, when evil is accepted in the heart. Then the sin is spread to the world outside and around the heart. This is how wars and untruths are spread. So I speak to you once again today to change the heart of the world through belief in holy love. What you believe can make a difference all around you. A note is given to read Galatians chapter 6, 7 through 10. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary in well-doing. For in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all men, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. January 5th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, I desire that you fall deeply in love with me, so in love that your whole existence is to please me, so in love with me that even the smallest sin seems like an abomination. Souls such as these do not spend a length of time in purgatory. You can find such love in getting to know me better. Read the scriptures. Read these messages. Discover the truth that I desire only your welfare. Allow this truth to transform your hearts and your lives. Then you will know that I am beside you, lovingly guiding you and listening to your prayers." A note is given to read Psalm 4, 2 through 3. O sons of men, how long will you be dull of heart? How long will you love vain words and seek after lies? But know that the Lord has set apart the godly for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him. Another note is given to read Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. January 6th, 2022, the Feast of the Epiphany. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, when you arise in the morning, place in your heart a special intention. That way all your prayers and sacrifices throughout the day will settle on that one intention. You will not have to recall it at every opportunity. Surrender this petition to my divine will at the beginning of each day. Accept my will, for in your acceptance is your surrender. This way you will find joy in prayer and sacrifice. Believe in my intervention, which is one with my will. Sometimes my will is your acceptance of a cross. This alone is a great grace. I wish to walk with you during each moment of every day. matching step for step, understanding your challenges and comforting you in times of trial and doubt. Allow me to do so by desiring it. A note is given to read Psalm 4, 1 through 3. Answer me when I call, O God of my right. You have given me room when I was in distress. Be gracious to me and hear my prayer, O sons of men. How long will you be dull of heart? How long will you love vain words and seek after lies? But know that the Lord has set apart the godly for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him. Another note is given to read Psalm 8, 3 through 9. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have established, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you care for him? Yet you have made him little less than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. You have given him dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, and also the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea, whatever passes along the paths of the sea. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father,